Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations about what it means to care for others while still caring for ourselves. I'm Anne Loren, psychotherapist, special needs assistant, and grandmother to three autistic children. Today's episode is part of our Mind Matters series, and we're exploring a really important question many parents carry quietly. What if I don't feel connected? We're talking about attachment, what it really means, why it's not always what we expect, and how you can build it gently, even on days when everything feels like a little bit too much. Attachment is the emotional bond between you and your child. It's the sense of safety, trust, and connection that helps a child feel secure in the world. But here's the thing. Attachment doesn't always look like we imagined it would. We often think of it as hugs, eye contact, warm conversations. And for some families, it is. But for others, especially when your child is neurodivergent or has communication differences, it might look different. It might be the way your child sits near you while playing, the way they seek your voice, even if they don't meet your eyes, or the way you know how to calm them when no one else can. Attachment is less about outward behaviour and more about an inner sense of safety and connection built over time. Many parents tell me they worry they're not bonding properly or that they don't feel connected, especially in the early years or during challenging phases. And that worry can grow into guilt, self-doubt, even shame. So it's really important to say this. Struggling with connection does not mean you're doing it wrong. Attachment isn't something you either have or don't have. It's something that forms slowly through small, repeated moments. When we understand that, we start to ease the pressure we put on ourselves. We stop comparing our parenting to someone else's. And we begin to notice that love can be quiet, sensory, messy, and still incredibly deep. This brings more emotional breathing space, more self-compassion, and a greater capacity to connect with your child exactly as they are. So, what can you try today? Here are three strategies to help you feel more connected. Number one, look for the glimmers. Instead of waiting for big bonding moments, tune into the small cues. A glance, a laugh, a moment of calm together. These are glimmers of connection and they matter more than you think. Number two, be a safe base, not a perfect parent. Attachment isn't about doing everything right. It's about being someone your child can return to, even after meltdowns or miscommunication. If things go off track, repair is always possible. Your steadiness, not perfection, is what builds trust. Number three, tend to your emotional needs. Attachment is a two-way street. If you're feeling disconnected or depleted, that's a signal that you need care too. Ask yourself, what do I need right now to take care of myself? Think about simple actions that you enjoy or help you to relax. This could be enjoying a cup of tea, going for a short walk, or putting on comfy clothes. For more ideas, I've created a free printable self-care to-do list with 20 simple ideas suitable for busy parents. You can download it from our website, diversewellbeing.ie, and I'll include the link here under the podcast. Taking care of your nervous system helps you to be more available for connection when it comes. So, if you've been asking yourself, what if I don't feel connected? The fact that you're wondering this means that you already care deeply. And love isn't measured in perfect moments. It's felt over time, in the rhythm of being there. Attachment doesn't need to be dramatic, or obvious, or Instagram worthy. It just needs you, building connection in your own way, at your own pace. And that's more than enough. If you'd like to stay connected or receive podcast updates, you can visit diversewellbeing.ie and join our mailing list. Thanks for listening. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.